Good evening, Zimbabwe. Manirwa kanaka vatereri linjani mahlabezulu. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 9th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about a medical breakthrough in Zimbabwe after Zimbabwean doctors successfully separated conjoined twins.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voaindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
We are very excited as a ministry, excited as a country, on this very important milestone that we've achieved. A team of 50 surgeons, anesthetists, nurses, cleaners, managed to perform an operation to separate siamese twins. And as you know, it's not every day. This is a very complicated procedure. Chitiko chatino koshesa zvikuru. Uye charatidza umhare hwemhando yepamusoro-soro panana chiremba nana mukoti vakaita basa guru iri. Haasi mazuva ese anoitwa operation yorudzi urwu ichibudirira kunyange kune dzimwe nyika dziri developed, let alone nyika dzemuAfrica. Saka chinhu chatinokoshesa uye chatoda kuti senyika titi vanhu vazvari vezimbabwe vauwe kutaka nana chiremba nana mukoti vavainavo.
Ndetavisayo kakhulu because itype yeoperation yakhona yioperation ingakaziyenze ngalapha ezimbabwe even amazwe amaningi eafrica. Ukuba nobunyithi bakhona bokwenza ama-operation anjalo athathe isikhathi because afuna udokotela asebenze isikhathi eside kakhulu besenza umsebenzi wonalo.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's breakthrough in separating conjoined twins.
Zimbabwe has broken new ground in its medical history by performing the first major successful operation on Siamese twins born in April, with a team of 50 having worked on the 8-hour delicate procedure at Harare Children's Hospital.
Previously, Zimbabwe was known to fly twins to foreign countries, like in 2009 when two conjoined twins were flown to Canada to be separated.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, we're looking for it.
Yeah, wonguka Gibbs nasi tirauti tinge tichi tarisa ne chiti kwe chichino fadza zvikuru nekuti muswe chipiri vana chiremba vemu Zimbabwe nana mukoti ne vamwe vakakwanisa kuti vange vachita urongwa hwekuvhia nekupatsanura matwins kana kuti mapachka anga akabatana mune chiitiko chiri kunzi nepasi rose chinhu chinoshamisa zvikuru uye chinoratidza umhare hwepamusoro-soro kana kuti unyanzvi hwepamusoro-soro munyaya idzo dzekurapa vanhu. Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo ke Blessing, sizwile ke ukuti abantu bezimbabwe vatambile simile kakhulu njengoba usazi ukuti lawe umumo wezempilakahle kume njani kula ngale Zimbabwe. Ye, ama Siamese twins kukaya agcwele kodwa kabaningi kakhulu. Sesizwile ke ama experts lapho ekhuluma ke Blessing City is only 1 in 200,000 live births. Kutsho ukuthi hayi kukanya kunzima sibili. Ye, asiqhubeke mfowethu sizwe ukuthi kuthwani.
Of course, we have our first guest. We are being joined by Health Minister Dr. David Parrenyatwa. Dr. Parrenyatwa, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know you have a very tight schedule, and we are only going to be with you for a few minutes, and we want to thank you for that. Now, Dr. Parrenyatkwa, how significant is this operation?
Oh, you are talking of this, the operation of the Siamese or the conjoined twins.
Yes.
It's extremely significant for us as a country because it's one of the very rare conditions and quite rarely done in Africa. And for us to have a group of surgeons who can do such an operation and separate conjoined twins at Harare Hospital in Zimbabwe, to us, it's a very significant medical and surgical landmark.
Now, Dr. Parrenyatkwa, how difficult is it to actually carry out this kind of operation?
Well, you will talk, I hope, to the people who have done that operation, but clearly it depends on to the extent to which the conjoined aspect is, depending on what organs are glued together, and depending to the extent to which they are glued together, that then provides the complication, as it were, or the extent to which you've got to deal with that operation. If it's more organs, say the heart or part of the face or the liver, or they're sharing kidneys or they're sharing the same brain, then clearly it's a very difficult operation. Mm-hmm. But then it depends on to what extent the conjoint is.
And just talking at a policy level, we have received an unprecedented number of messages from Zimbabwe across the world congratulating this team of doctors and nurses and everyone, of course, who was involved in this successful operation. But some were also asking, is it possible to take it to other provinces? This was done, of course, at Harare Central Hospital. Is it possible to expand such good work to other provinces?
Well, this operation is obviously a very sophisticated operation. Mm-hmm. That needs a number of specialists in terms of the pediatricians, the anesthetists, and of course the very trained, the highly trained nurses. And for the purposes of central hospitals, I believe that's the only place that it can be done for now. What we hope will happen, however, is because of the rarity of Siamese twins or conjoined twins, we believe that it could be, Harare Hospital could be a center of excellence, the referral center for the region, for the region here around us, rather than to decentralize it to the district. It's very unlikely that we could do such an operation in some of our districts. Or provincial hospitals, for that matter.
Doctor,
so central hospitals or the quaternary centers that we have in the country.
Mm. Let's talk about the cost. What is the estimated cost of conducting one operation of this nature?
You are aware that, like I said, not only does it involve the various specialists, in this particular case, two teams of surgeons or two teams will doing the operation, one team operated, the other one was then closing one of the kids, and the other one closing the other twin. So you can imagine the extent to which the human power that is involved there, outside the drugs and the appropriate equipment that is needed. I have not actually costed it, and we have actually said to our specialists, can we put this to a costing so that when we want to improve the center, we know exactly how we can replicate it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Parrenyatkwa, this, like we said, we can't emphasize it more. It's something that is significant, putting Zimbabwe, of course, on the world map, because that is the story that is trending now, apart from, of course, Brazil losing 7-1 to Germany yesterday. But what? And of course, I have not been bribed by the doctors. But is there anything that or something that they government can do to reward such a good work? And do you also, as the minister, have plans to take them, say, to State House?
No, it's actually going to be the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
State House is coming to Harare.
Oh, that's...
there is that recognition, and I am not sure what will then follow thereafter. But clearly, there is a clear recognition of what these experts have done for us.
Mm-hmm.
We are proud that Zimbabweans, in spite of the fact that there may be few specialists in the country, but those that are there are highly skilled.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, this is a reflection of the skillfulness that they have, the expertise that they have, and the innovativeness that they have. So I think that what you talk about in terms of reward, it's not just going to be material reward, it's an intellectual reward, it's a recognition by the country, it's a recognition by the region, and I'm glad to say that you are getting all over the world some congratulatory messages based on what is happening at Harare Hospital. So I think that, yes, we want it to be a center of excellence, we want it to be a referral center, and the experts that are there will get appropriate recognition.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs, maybe your last question.
Yeah, my last question, Dr. Paranyato, perhaps, is I know that you've got some words, one or two, to say to the world out there. Can you say it now?
Yes, I think what I could say that in spite of the very harsh economic situations that we've undergone, we still have a robust system of healthcare delivery at specialist level, and this is a reflection that Zimbabwe is going to rise up again and be again counted among the nations that indeed it's a country where medical tourism could become top in medical research. And you know, you are aware that there are a lot of our specialists who are outside Zimbabwe who are doing extremely well. And I'm quite certain that this will reflect on their own training as well that they are from Zimbabwe. And they will be keen, I'm quite certain, to come and assist to see what they can push into Zimbabwe and indeed improve Harare Hospital as a center of excellence, especially in pediatric heart surgery.
Dr. Pari, of course, we went into stoppage time. We added about 5 or so minutes. But again, thank you so much for your time. And we know you are a very busy man. But thank you so much, I think, for affording us the opportunity to talk to you and also to congratulate the specialists who have made the nation, of course, very, very proud.
Thank you very much for having phoned, and I hope that such good news will reflect like you said, that our specialists are doing us proud in the country.
Indeed.
Thank you so much,
Dr. Pari.
That is some kind of good package from the minister, and I think everyone has to appreciate what the doctors did. And it's very rare for doctors to actually donate their own time to actually conduct some of these operations. And Zimbabwe, I think when it comes to some kind of training, journalists are good.
Yeah.
Doctors are good.
I don't know about
nurses
journalists.
Are good. These are good, yeah. That's why we are here. Right? Yeah, they're quite good.
Yeah,
so
you can talk about doctors and nurses. There we agree.
But not journalists.
I
think they're good.
I'm not betting on that. It's like
you
betting
see, this
on
is
Brazil
what,
again.
This is what happened.
Yeah.
You were betting on Brazil. Now we are betting on the wrong one again. You're going to lose again.
Not on journalists. I think we have our second guest, Dr. Lieutenant Colonel Israel Dube. Dr. Dube, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, Dr. Dube was also a part of this 50-member team that managed to separate the conjoined twins. Gibbs, maybe you can fire away.
Yes, Dr. Dube, how was it to conduct such a such an operation?
Yeah, it was. On the surgical side, it was quite an honor to get a chance to be able to do an operation like that. It takes quite a lot of planning because you need to coordinate a lot of specialists to come together and to be able to do the operation together as a team. So right, it means just getting the whole group together takes a lot of planning, and all the doctors have to meet before, make sure everyone knows where he's supposed to come in, where he's supposed to let someone also do this. So the coordination is usually quite difficult. Mm. But I think thanks to the whole team, everything just flowed. And right from the start, it was like watching a very good, well-rehearsed movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just falling into place and things went very well.
Mm. Thank you, Dr. Dube. Please do stay on the line. And I think we have our third guest, Dr. Bothwell Mbubayesango, who was the leader of this team, of course. Good evening, Dr. Mbubayesango.
Good evening to you.
Thank you so much. Of course, just a few minutes ago with Dr. Parrenyatwa, the Minister of Health, and of course, I asked him a question on what the nation was going to do to recognize your work. And he said State House might be coming to Harare Central Hospital, which means I think the nation is appreciating what your team did. But let's look at some of the problems, Dr. Mbubayesango, that you were facing. Of course, we all celebrate. We are not surgeons, Gibbs. But it takes a lot of hard work. What exactly were you doing prior to this operation?
Well, I don't see them as problems.
Mm-hmm.
I see them as opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to resources, we needed expensive investigation, some of which the government couldn't provide, but the nation could. So we had to talk to people, we had to talk to friends for things like MRI scans to be done, CT scans to be done, to get a special equipment and things that we needed. So we had to have a network of friends and drug companies who were willing to assist.
Okay, thank you, Doctor. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's breakthrough, the separation of conjoined twins. And our guests this evening, we have members of the team that carried out the successful operation, Dr. Dube and Dr. Mbubayesango. Of course, we also urge our listeners, Gibbs, to take advantage of WhatsApp, Facebook, to write to us. Let's read what people are saying on WhatsApp. First, we have Emelda, who says, well, it shows and proves to the world that our health sector is not as bad as it looks. We indeed have capable doctors. This further proves to the rest of Africa that we as Zimbabweans do deserve the number one spot of being the most literate nation in Africa, from zero to hero, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Willard says, it is a milestone in our history. Trevor says, they did a wonderful job. All hospitals must have the specialists and reduce their charges. Joseph Anotie, zvinoratidza kubudirira kwenyika yedu munyaya dzehutano. Dai vatungamiri venyika vachigadzirisa nyaya dzehupfu hupfumi hwenyika, zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka. Matthew says, turning point in health system. Ndawe says, it's fantastic, it's great. Thumbs up to those guys, and may God bless them. It seems we have grown to another level. It's great. However, it's an isolated island of success. Most other hospitals, clinics still have poor services that may need to be equipped. Godfrey says, doctors, though poorly incentivized, have shown that they are a pillar of the state's strength. Well done. Carrington says, considering the current medical fees being charged, it's a breakthrough. The children could have died. Congratulations to the medical staff that did the operation. Backland says, let's clap hands for the successful operation of Siamese twins here in Harare, Zimbabwe. It's a step ahead in Zimbabwe's medical health history. It's good and better for us as a nation. Gibbs.
Yeah, go Facebook. We've got several messages too. Blessing. We've got one from Dennis Chipango, who writes, our health sector is in good hands. If we are resourceful, we will not have a situation where someone has to go abroad to seek medical attention. Congratulations, Zimbabwe. And then we've got Trimo, who says, well done, Zimbabwe. And actually added another message in Shona. Yeah, I think you can read that one.
Zvinoratidza kuti Zimbabwe izere neunyanzvi. Dambudziko nderekuti vana chiremba vazhinji vari kubuda kunze vachinotsvaga mari dziri nani. Regai tiende kuvateerera tinzwe kuti vari kuti kudii. Tina vachabvonga. Makadii vachabvonga?
Makadiiwo.
Aiwa, tiripo munyaya iri mudariro mainzwa. Munotiwo kudii?
Mufunge nyaya iyi inopa manyukunyuku. Iro pakudadisa kwatiri eZimbabweans. I'm not saying in Zimbabwe, I think you've seen many ngirigiri ne kwandiri kufona ndiri. But the fact yekuti kumusha kwedu unoni kwazvichinzi kuri kuitika zvinhu zvakadaro zvinodadisa. Ndinogara ndichitaurira vanhu kuti inini I'm proud to be a Zimbabwean. Right. Munoona ka mugoma blessing. Pane zvinhu zvitatu zvaruda kungotaura about Zimbabwe. Right. Zvinoita kuti tive unique as a country, unique as a nation. Right. Zimbabwe ka, we are hard workers. We are hard workers. Right? We are a peace loving nation. And we are well schooled. Takadzidza. Takadzidza. Ndo zvinhu zvitatu zvokusaka chekupedzisira ka ndoda kungoti ka I'm proud to be Zimbabwean.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vashabvonga.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekuti pinzewo muchirongwa kwamaita.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Regai tidzoke kuna Dr. Mbova Esango. Manzwa zviri kutaurwa nevanhu, Dr. Mbova Esango. Munoti kudii nazvo?
Ndazvinzwa. Zvinofadza. Ndinoda kuti dai tese taita mufungo iwoyo wekuti nyika haingogadziriswi nevatongi. Nyika inogadziriswa nevanhu vanogaramo. Vanhu vanogaramo ndo vanoita kuti zvifambe. Zvinenge zvakaoma, vatongi vanogona kungobatsira kana kuti zvinyanyoome, asi vanhu ngavazive kuti ivo pachavo ndivo vanotoita kuti zvinhu zvifambe, zvinhu zvinake. Ngavazvitarise ivovoti inini ndinokwanisa kuita chipi, inini ndinoitawo chipi kuti nyika ibudirire. Nekuti hakuna nyika ine vatongi vanodiwa nevanhu. Kwese kwamunoenda vatongi havadiwi. Asi nyika idzodzo dzinongobudirira nekuti vanhu varimo vanoramba vachishingirira, vachida kuti zvinhu zvavo zvifambe chete.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Rambai zvenyu muri parunare, Dr. Gibbs.
Yes, wekuwe Dr. Dube, loku kona cengwani baba.
Yebo.
Ye, uyezwa abantu balitshayela ihlombe, abantu bathabe kakhulu, Dube. Kambe akubaphendule sibatshele lokuthi bekunjani lisenza khonoku ke ekade likwenza khonale eHarare.
Yeah, I think njengokukhulunywe ngudokotela uMbuwa Esango.
Ehe.
Even lathi thinodokotela sasinika amadlabo zane uma sisizwa abantu besizwe sethu bekhuluma besitsho njalo. Because ukuthi sibe khona ukuthi safundiswa ama-teachers asifundisa sabancane lokunye konke kwakusenzakala. So kusho ukuthi abantu ukuthi bebone ukuthi ukufundisa sakwenza abantwana bethu, abantwana bethu bekwanisa ukwenza izinto ezinje. Even lathi sizwa siba lamadlabuzane sibile ukuthi senze even ezinye izinto ezinkulu kulalokho esakwenzayo.
Yebo,
sikwazi ukuthi ilizwe lingemva kwethu.
Ukuze lenze okuningi lingabe kambe lifisa ukuthi kube lani elingakuncediswa nguhulumende.
Ya, izinto eziusually ezifunakala ezibhedlela, like kuyabe kufunakala imithi, kuyabe kufunakala iintambo ezokuthi sikwanise ukuthunga amasenza ama-operation, kuyabe futhi kwenziwe like ama test akhulunyiweyo like ama MRI izinjalo ezifunakalayo ukuthi lenze umsebenzi and uyenze kuhle so kunezinto eziningi esabe zifuna ukuthi zibe khona and usually khonoko kungaba khona nendaba ekade sikhulunywa ukuthi even ukuthi abantu besebenze kuhle ukuthi bafanele labo bebe bekwazi ukuthi ekhaya abantu abasoze belambe so izinto zonke ezinjalo kwenza ukuthi abantu abasebenzayo labo bethole okungcono kuyayenza ukuthi abantu besebenze kuhle.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke dokotela, ubambe ungayikatshana. Ye, the doctor is very very happy that most Zimbabweans are actually supporting what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what Chaili Hlombe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kunjalo futhi.
Regai tiende kune mwe mtereri mkoma Shumba Nyamziwa makadi.
Makadi wenyi koko makasimba yenyi.
Aiwa tiripo nyairi mudariro mainzwa munoti wokudi.
Ah inini panda zinzwa nasi soka ndafara zvokuti dzi zvokuti Mari ngava pa more ziyo kumashi kunana chiremba nana mukoti wa vakaita basa iroro.
Mhm. Aiwa amen to that.
Uyezo. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That amen to that.
Eh, ando kurudzira kuti de hurumende ka vapo zvakakodzera mavera nobasa rawo.
Mhm.
Ndofunga ndizochete.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu.
Thank you very much.
Tatenda. Regai ndidzoke kwamuri Dr. Mbuva Yesango. Tichitaura na Dr. Parenya tukamukutanga kwechirongwa wangu achiti shuwiro yavo yayekuti ipo pamakaitira basa paRare Central Hospital paunzwe michina yekuti mukwanise kuramba muchiita basa rakadai mune ramangwana. Uye kuti dzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica dzikwanisewo kuti dzinge dzichiunza vanhu paRare Hospital ipapa kuzoita basa rakadai. Ndezvipi zvimwe zvamungafunge kuti zvinoda kuti zvigadziriswe kuitira kuti pfungwa dzakadai dzinge dzichikwanisa kuti dzinge dzichizadzikiswa?
Pfungwa idzodzo dzanga dzatogara dziripo mumamwe maboka atinoshanda nawo emuAfrica. Pane zvinhu zvakati zvinoda kuti zvigadziriswe. Zvinoda kuti vanhu vanokadaro so vanhu vanobva vafunga mari. Asi kunyanyanyanya haisi mari inodiwa. Asi kuti titange tavaka foundation. Waro wacho. Waro wacho ndewe mafungire edu ifu. Yanikati attitude. Tikagadzirisa attitude iyoyo kwete yana chiremba chete nana mukoti. Asi mafungiro evanhu vese vari muZimbabwe ekuti tinogona kuzviita. Kana taita pfungwa idzodzo dzekuti tinogona kuzviita, zvinoreva kuti zvese zvinodiwa tichazvitsvaga tigozviwana, kana iri mari, kana pari panoda kugadziriswa kuti mvura irambe iripo, kana pari panoda kupendwa madziro kuti anake. Zvese izvozvo zvinogona kuitika chete kana tine tashandura mafungiro edu ekuti tinogona kuzviita.
Wazinzwa Gibbs. Dr. Mbuva Yesango, of course, he's saying it's possible. People just have to not look at obstacles, but you know, to be optimistic and say it is possible. Zimbabwe can do it, which is what they've done.
I think maybe what he's saying is what Germany did exactly to Brazil. Things are always possible, right?
Indeed. Of course, Dr. Dube and Dr. Mbuva Yesango, please do stay on the line. We'll take just a brief break. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And what Blessing was saying is www.voazimbabwe.com. Just tune in. Stay tuned. This is Gibbs Dube.
Rabbi Ali, I'm going to say that you're going to be able to የተከበራችሁ አድማጮች የምሽቱ ዝግጅታችን በዚሁ ተጠናቀቀ። በፕሮግራሙ መሪ ንጉሱ ታምሬ፣ በቴክኒሻኑ ኬት ሆልምስ፣ እንደዚሁም በምሽቱ ፕሮግራሙ አዘጋጅ ትዝታ በላቸውና ሌሎችን ባልደረቦቻችን ስም እንሰናበታችኋለን። ጤና ይስጥልን። ደህና እደሩ።